Hi, I'm Peter Kruger, Senior Product Marketing Manager for Windows App Studio, and I'm on the Windows Developer Marketing team. And today we're going to be talking about the NuGet packages for Windows App Studio, which make it easy to bring in the libraries that Windows App Studio provides so you can save time coding and use what we've already built for your projects. So a little bit about Windows App Studio. It's available at appstudio.windows.com, and it's a tool that we have that allows you to build your own apps with no coding required. It's super easy, it's fun to use, and it's very quick as well. You can create an app in about an hour. And so as part of the creation of this service, we had to build all of these standardized components for people to use to build apps with no coding. So that includes different list viewers, image viewers, controls, data sources, things like that. So we thought to ourselves, wouldn't it be great if we released these for everyone to use? So we took our hard work that we put in, and we decided to release it as an open source library for all of you to use. You can use them in your projects with or without attribution. So today we're going to talk a little bit about that. We're going to talk about how you can save time with Windows App Studio's NuGet packages. And so I'm sure that most of you are already aware of NuGet and what it is. But for those of you who don't know, and those who want a refresher, NuGet is a package manager which makes it easy to distribute different components for software like libraries, frameworks, and tools. You can get it at NuGet.org, and you can also create your own if you want to at that link at the bottom. And you can see on that screenshot right there that there are over 50,000 different NuGet packages which you can install into your projects. It's also installed with Visual Studio 2015 by default as an extension, and you can browse packages and install them from there as well. So what about Windows App Studio's NuGet packages? Well, we currently have packages for our two libraries. One of them is the UWP controls, and these are the controls that we built for Windows 10 apps. So there are things. These are the things like the image viewer, the pivorama, which we call it, the carousel control, different framework items such as a caching service and things like that. And then we also have another one for data providers. These are the different data providers that we have in Windows App Studio, such as Facebook, WordPress, Twitter, and more. And that's also available as a separate thing. So what's great is we also have a sample app which allows you to kind of explore these in real time and kind of tweak the settings and experience what it was like if you actually coded it and had this in your app. So you don't actually have to write any code to see what it would look like in different situations with different attributes and different sizings and all that stuff. So make it super easy, and that's the demo that we'll be going through today. So for the demo, we're going to show you where to get the packages. We're going to open them in Visual Studio, and then we're going to build the solution for the sample app. And then we'll explore the sample app and go through it, and we can see all of the things in the libraries. Sorry, so I'll just jump over to Edge right now. So Alt-Tab out. And then it's hosted on GitHub. So if you go to github.com/wasteam, WAS stands for Windows App Studio, so wasteam. And then you click right here on the top link, which is waslibs. So it's Windows App Studio Libraries. And then here you'll be on the master branch by default, and that's where you're going to want to get these two libraries, or the sample solution. But since this is a recording beforehand and we haven't released it, I'm going to jump to the dev branch. So right here you just click download zip right there, and then once it downloads, all you have to do is click open. And you can see it's right there, you just extract it. And so I've already done the extraction, and so all I have to do is go into wasdev1, double click this. And then you'll see a file right here that says waslibs.samples. That's the file that you're going to want to open up in Visual Studio. So we'll double click it right here, and then we'll wait for Visual Studio to load the solution. Great. So now that the solution's loaded, we can minimize this library folder here, because this is what we're going to want to build. So if we right-click, if we just right-click here, you'll see that there's an option to set as a startup project. And we're going to want to do that, so when we click Build, that's what it's building. And you can also see right here that there's the Manage NuGet packages, and this is what I was talking about of how NuGet is built into Visual Studio. So we'll close that out. All right, we'll change it to x86. We're on the local machine, so let's build the sample app. So we start running it, and as you can see, it was just restoring the NuGet packages right there. So we'll wait for this to build. Great, now the app is loading. So here's the home screen, and this just gives you a selection of the different controls. I mentioned the carousel one before, so we just click that, And then you can see this carousel control live in the app. So you can click through, and one of the very cool things is if you click this settings icon up here, you can change different features of it. So we'll change the aspect ratio, we'll change how many items are showing, the minimum height, and we can even add an opacity, and you can see on the side right here how it gets a little bit of a gradient. You can change the alignment, and then if you want to see the XAML code for this, you just click right here, and you get all the code right there. You can select all, you can copy, you can put it in your project. And then if you're wondering what this control is about, you can also click this little question mark and see the About section, and it'll give you a description of what we want. And there's a lot more in here. So if you click on the menus, you can see different layout controls, such as the responsive grid view. We can do the same kind of settings tweaks here, where you can change the image height, the desired width, and these are all attributes that you can change in your code when you include it in your project. A couple more, Pivorama, this is pretty cool. You can jump between all these columns and jump in them, see how they look. You can change the width and all this stuff and do the fit to screen as well if you just want a single one and jump between like this. So in addition to layout things, we also have some foundational controls for visual breakpoints, virtual boxes, and things like that. So you can see, and then of course we have the XAML, and then you also get JSON data where applicable, or C# where applicable. Different app services are included as well. So you can have a navigation system, and you can see the code samples right there, and then here's your C# code just to make that work. We also have a bunch of utilities in here. So actions command bar, we've also got, you know, an error notification, converters and animation extensions if you want to see how things can animate and include them in your projects. And then the other library we talked about was the data providers, and this is that last link down here above the information one. And this is where you can include information from different data providers, such as the WordPress one. So this will query WordPress, and it'll query it to whatever the address is in here. So right now it's just taking WordPress's blog. But if we use the Windows App Studio Cafe WordPress blog from the other demo that we did, we can click refresh, oops, and you can see that. And I think I need to type that properly. But anyway, so you can see the raw data as well. You can see the parsed. It shows the error data when it does that properly. And then you can also get RSS feeds and things like that. So here you can see Microsoft, it's one of our Microsoft blogs, blogs.windows. And you can change the thing, you can refresh, you can restore the config, you can change the maximum records, and then you also have the C# code. So it's a very cool app, the sample app, for you to actually explore all of these libraries and see how they work in the application built and running. And you can do all of this before even adding it to your own code. And so we're trying to make it as easy as possible for you to use everything that we built to make Windows App Studio great. So, going back, that was our demo of the UWP sample app. And so going forward, if you'd like to check out more, please visit us at Windows App Studio. So it's appstudio.windows.com. There you can, it's totally free. You can create an account, build apps, and all that stuff. And any app that you build, keep in mind, it also will provide a Visual Studio solution, so you can go in and directly edit the code from there. If you want more information on NuGet, there's nuget.org and docs.nuget.org for the documentation. And we have Windows App Studio documentation as well, which will teach you all that you need to know about how to use App Studio. And as always, revisit Build on Channel 9 and continue your education at Microsoft Virtual Academy. Thank you so much for tuning in, and have a great build.